This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn and Xiaoning. It's 9:20 in the morning, Monday the 9th of March. And before we get into more corporate news, let's take a quick look at the KLCI and how it's doing this morning.
It's still in the red, although it's a little bit better. It's actually only down 1.98% to 1453. Maybe Malaysia really is that defensive market in the region because the rest of Asia is very much in the red. Australia is still down 5%. Kospi is down close to 3%. Nikkei is down 4%. And Singapore is down 3.25%. If we look at the top value stocks that are traded, not much change from what I said earlier. The top five names are still all, actually the top six names are all oil and gas. So Hibiscus, Dayang, Sapura, Valesto, Bumi Armada, all seeing losses of between 26% to 41% declines in a day.
So we've also just recently wrapped up the 2019 corporate earnings season, with fourth quarter results being released. And unsurprisingly, it was another poor year of earnings growth, which was reflected in the negative 6% return of the FBM KLCI in 2019. However, the new risk to markets other than COVID-19 has been the sharp decline in oil prices, which corrected quite sharply this morning, with Brent crude falling to... How much is it now, Xiaoning?
Still $35 per barrel.
So to give us a rundown on what to expect in 2020 amidst all of these increasing risk factors, we have on the line with us Anand Pathmakanthan, Head of Regional Equity Research at Maybank Kim Eng. Thank you for joining us this morning, Anand, and good morning. So how will this sudden fall in oil prices affect the Malaysian economy?
Hi, good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on. Definitely, as Malaysia is a net energy exporter, this is going to be another negative for the economy, unfortunately. So if you're looking at the biggest hit, it'll probably come from the constrained fiscal options for the government from a decline in oil prices. So, you know, we calculate that every $10 per barrel decline in oil price will reduce government revenues by about 7 billion ringgit. If you remember, in Budget 2020, the government was implying oil prices of about $62 per barrel. So 62 is a lot higher than where we are right now in terms of the market price. So the room for manoeuvre, I guess, on the fiscal side for the government is that much more constrained now, and that will feed through to a more restrained GDP growth. Some of the other impacts we're looking at is a weaker ringgit. Also, a narrow current account surplus. We think about a 15 basis points contraction there from a $10 decline. And also, perhaps more positively, some downside to CPI inflation from lower fuel prices. And that will provide some room for Bank Negara to cut interest rates further.
And does this change your view on the outlook of the KLCI for 2020 then?
Yes, it does. I mean, we came into this year with a relatively chunky 10% earnings growth expectation for the KLCI. And some of that was built on a recovery in cyclical sectors like plantations and oil and gas. Obviously, now with the changed circumstances, the oil and gas sector is going to be more of a weight than a driver for KLCI earnings. Post 4Q reporting, we had revised the number down to 5.3%, but I believe post this weekend, we will be seeing more downside to that number. The good news is, the silver lining, I guess, is that the oil and gas space is not a huge component of the KLCI or even the KLSE. It's about 3% of market cap. So earnings downgrades there will have some incremental impact on our forecast, but not a dramatic impact.
So, Anand, what kind of a strategy will you be advocating, and what are your top picks this morning?
Yeah, I think, you know, we were already advocating a defensive strategy in our latest strategy update. We've already had so many negatives for the Malaysian market. You know, you've had the political uncertainty, you've had the disappointing 4Q GDP and earnings growth reports, and also COVID-19, obviously. And now we have the oil and gas issue as well. So we are very defensive. I think, you know, we are looking to much lower levels for oil and gas names. Also, petrochemical space will be negatively impacted as well. So overall, we would say our strategy is defensive and focused on yield and capital preservation. So the three areas we would focus on is, one, yield stocks. You know, that's going to be even more relevant with more interest rate cuts on the horizon. The second area would be exporters or externally driven stocks, given the very constrained domestic demand picture, as well as the weaker ringgit bias. And the third would be the highly defensive sectors like utilities and healthcare. Those would be good places to ride out the storm.
Anand, could you give us some of your top picks and specific names if possible?
Yeah, I think just starting from the back, the healthcare, IHH, I believe, will be a very good port in the storm. Utilities as well, Tenaga, Malakoff, YTL Power, those are also very high-yield stocks as well. So those would be definitely quite defensive for us. For exporters, we'd be looking at the tech sector, some values coming up there. Also, the obvious place like rubber gloves, Top Glove, Kosan on our buy list. And on yield stocks, it's quite a mixed bag. I think, when you look regionally, Malaysia has got one of the highest yields in ASEAN now, closing in on 4%. Only Singapore is higher than us. And we have a lot of yield stocks that we recommend to clients in the utility space. Also some bank stocks, RHB, AMB is on our buy list, and some consumer names as well, especially in the auto space where we think balance sheets are strong, stuff like Burmas and also Siam Auto.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Anand. And that was Anand Pathmakanthan, Head of Regional Equity Research at Maybank Kim Eng. With a number of names there for us to digest, things like Burmas Auto, IHH Healthcare in the healthcare segment, and of course the rubber glove makers amidst this COVID-19 outbreak.
Yeah,
why? What does it mean?
We apologize for that technical issue. That was a surprise to us.
It was. We don't have a child in studio this morning.
No, we don't. But like the child, I also asked why. Why are markets behaving so badly? And I suppose what Anand said, there is some places to hide. So one of the sectors is utilities. Tenaga is a good name. Malakoff, YTL Power, because those are good dividend yielders, the consumer names. But at the same time, he does mention that there is value to be found, even in the tech sector, which hadn't done so well earlier because of the US-China trade war and disruption to the supply chain from COVID-19. But as usual, fortune favors the brave. So at some point, valuations do make sense. It's just, however, how early are these days? I mean, are we at that point yet? It's early days yet, right? How bad will oil prices get? How bad will COVID-19 get? And I think nobody really knows at this moment.
Yeah, and I think at this point, we've had so many hits to the Malaysian economy that you're kind of torn between, is the worst over, or should we be bracing, battening down the hatches and bracing for more to come? Because Anand is taking a slightly more defensive strategy, and unsurprisingly, amidst COVID-19, amidst the political upheaval, as well as against the backdrop of a slower global economy. So really, what more could the world have in store for us? I think everyone's trying to look into their crystal ball at this point.
I have no clue. I mean, I think this combination of COVID-19, trade war, and also oil prices is the perfect black swan event. The combination of all of them, not just one of them, but all of them, may be that black swan that we have feared.
All right, and on that positive note, we are heading into the 9:13 news this morning. So that's all the corporate news we have for you. But don't go away. After that, after the news bulletin, we have Pressing Matters, where Shazana Mokhtar will be speaking with S.C. Shekhar, a photojournalist who spent a lot of time documenting Orang Asli communities around Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.